Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Again, we're broadcasting live at the 26th Annual Wild World of Weeds Workshop. I almost feel myself wanting to say Wild World of Sports. Greg, do you remember that? Greg Endres?
I do.
Al Michaels, back in the day. Al Michaels has got to be like 100. He's been around forever. Greg Endres, good to see you again. Obviously, you are from the Extension, REC in Carrington. You're an extension crop specialist, but you have been making your rounds. I saw you up in Devil's Lake. I've seen you at another show. So you've been in high demand, and you were speaking here today.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
And then I heard, I asked, my first words were, Greg, what'd you talk about today? And I gave a quiz. You had to be a popular guy. He's like, it was like, quiz, what the heck? So what was, maybe a little adjust, I'm not sure, but what was the quiz or what was the kind of the topic behind that?
Well, each year at Carrington, we have a field demonstration where we plant a half a dozen crops and then apply herbicides representing up to 8 herbicide site of action groups. And I take a lot of pictures through the year of some of the symptomology of both the crops and the weeds. And so I thought I'd share some of the best pictures and give the audience a look at, just refresh your memories on what it looks like with a group 2 herbicide injury or others.
Gotcha. What was the big weed number one? I have a feeling I've got a couple in mind, but what was weed number one at the REC last year? Did you guys, kochia, is that the kind of the big in your area around Carrington?
Yeah, certainly a problem. Probably number one would be the green foxtail because of the resistance with it, both group 1 and group 2 site of action herbicides. But yeah, we're in our immediate area, like at the Research Extension Center, we don't deal with a lot of kochia. We have it, but we're concerned about the pigweeds and the green foxtail in particular. But
I asked this question to Joe earlier. You've been around for a while. I'm not trying to date you or anything, but are we getting better at fighting weeds? Or are we staying the same, or are we losing the battle in fighting weeds? At some of these years, it just really seems like it almost overwhelms us at times.
Well, it seems that we just have more and more herbicide resistance, and it's getting much more difficult, no doubt about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We have to pay a lot of attention to what products we use and the size of the weeds, the way we apply herbicides, and it's much more complex than it did. Than it was, say, in the late 90s when glyphosate-tolerant crops first came. It was easy.
Right, right. So, what kind of questions? Did you get any questions, or were you more just giving a speech, or maybe give us just a little bit more from your time this morning?
Oh, one of the trials I talked about was where we were looking at kochia control in wheat. And in the trial that we conducted, we did have a lot of kochia. We had very little competition from the wheat. And it was an extreme case where if things weren't done right, that the kochia would overwhelm the treatments we had. And so a really simple thing we learned is under extreme pressure from kochia and lack of crop competition, one and done won't do it. Post-herbicide application for kochia, even if it is timely, we use enough water, et cetera, and environmental conditions are right, we may very likely have to follow up with the second application and make sure the amount of product that we use is enough to control the kochia.
What's going on for this spring? Have you guys got that all mapped out for all the test plots and everything that you guys do? The same things every year? Do you different things every year? Is some of that contracted from companies saying, hey, we want to find out about how this works? Or
not really, all of the above. A lot of our work, we can split it up into plant genetics, testing varieties. That's a big part of our research project. And then another one would be on successful plant establishment, looking at plant nutrition, plant protection. We have a couple weed scientists at the Carrington Center and a plant pathologist, so the focus would be within plant protection would be on those.
Okay. Plus, you got a feedlot school going on. List goes on and on. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about a couple of things that are coming up because I got like 2 minutes left here. But you do have your Advanced Crop Advisors Workshop. I know you're a part of that here in Fargo. And the date on that is January 24th. So that's not that far away. So really kind of some education for crop advisors.
That's correct. Yeah. It's a program we've been conducting for over 30 years, and yeah, we developed the program specifically for crop advisors. We have selected a number of topics, and then with those topics, we try to bring in the best experts from the tri-state area, and as we can, we look for experts from the region or maybe even the U.S. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, and then just get into some in-depth discussion within specific subjects that or issues that our people are dealing with.
And that's coming up in 8 days. Is there a pre-registration? Is there a cutoff coming up? Anything somebody should know if they want to be a part of this?
Well, we'd appreciate it if people are interested to pre-register as soon as they could. We will accept walk-ins, but there'll be a higher price for that. And it'll be next Wednesday and Thursday, January 24th through the 25th at the Fargo Holiday Inn.
Okay. And then you got the Getting It Right webinars. You've already had one or two, have you not? I think so, right?
That's correct. We've had the soybean portion of it in December, December 19th. And then the next one up, next crop up, is dry bean. And that'll be on the 30th of January. It's a half a day session in the morning from 8:30 till noon. We have about a half a dozen speakers. Each of them give fairly concise presentations highlighting some of our research and recommendations in areas of plant establishment or crop protection, such as weed management, or certainly disease management. We have two plant pathologists for the dry bean because disease is such an important management factor. And then we do have a person that will be giving a crop market update as well.
Right. And do you put those videos up online, or do you need to just be there for the webinar?
Ideally, it would be good to be there for the live webinar, but we do record the presentations. They're edited, and then later they're posted. Usually, we have them posted within a week to 10 days after the program, okay, after the webinar.
So we've got the bean event coming up the 30th. February 27th is the sunflower production webinar, and then March 12th, as I got it on the list here, is canola. Sound right?
That's correct. Yep.
All right, very good. Anything else we should know before we let you go? You need to get one of Joe Eichle's weed ties. Have you seen his weed tie?
I have not.
I mean, him like he's like got it all buttoned up, and it looked like he had something like a crop or something in his tie. So I finally had him open it up, and he took five pictures of different weeds, and it's on his tie. So you'll have to check that out. But Greg, it's awful nice to see you again.
Likewise.
And I'm sure I'll bump into you soon.
Yeah, hope so.